This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of mourners streamed through a church today in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, to view the casket of George Floyd, the African-American man whose death in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, sparked renewed protests against police brutality in cities across the country and other parts of the world. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott was among those who paid tribute. He told reporters outside the church that he will include Floyd's family in discussions about police reform. He said Floyd has not died in vain and vowed that his life will be a living legacy in the way that Texas and the entire country respond to his death. Floyd's funeral takes place Tuesday. He will be buried at the Houston Memorial Gardens Cemetery. Memorials were held last week in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in Rayford, North Carolina, near where Floyd was born. Also Monday, Derek Chauvin, the white officer who was filmed pressing his knee against Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes before Floyd's death, made his first court appearance since the charges against him were upgraded to second-degree murder. Chauvin said little during Monday's brief hearing at a Minneapolis court as he appeared on closed-circuit television from a maximum security prison. His next appearance is set for June 29th. Lockdowns across the globe prevented millions of deaths from the novel coronavirus, according to new studies published on Monday. A study by the Imperial College of London showed some 3 million deaths were averted in 11 European countries because of lockdown measures, including the closings of non-essential businesses and schools. A separate study showed 530 million cases of COVID-19 in hard-hit countries were prevented by similar lockdowns. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday he supports the global movement against racism, but encourages protesters to demonstrate safely. At his Monday news briefing, Ghebreyesus urged protesters to keep at least 1 meter apart from each other, to wash their hands, cover their mouths when coughing, and wear a mask while demonstrating. He also said protesters who are sick should stay at home. He encouraged countries to strengthen their public health measures and to find, isolate, and test for every coronavirus case. Also at the briefing, WHO Emergency Programs Technical Lead Maria von Kerkhove told reporters that their ongoing research found it is rare for asymptomatic COVID-19 carriers to actually pass along the disease. She said the key to controlling the spread of the virus is to follow the symptomatic cases. New York City began a gradual restart of its economy Monday, 3 months after shutting down all but the most essential businesses in order to contain the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Bill de Blasio called Monday a powerful day. He was speaking at an outdoor news conference at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. He said he expects between 200,000 and 400,000 workers will start returning to their workplaces in the construction, manufacturing, wholesale supply, and retail sectors. Local hospitals have also been given permission to resume elective surgeries. The city of 8.6 million has been one of the hardest hit anywhere in the world. There have been more than 200,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and nearly 22,000 deaths attributed to it. Germany's defense minister said Monday she's received no official confirmation on the reported U.S. decision to withdraw more than a quarter of American troops stationed in Germany. The Wall Street Journal reported last Friday that U.S. President Donald Trump had ordered the Pentagon to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Germany by 9,500 to 25,000. The New York Times reported Saturday that the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper had approved the move. During a news conference in Berlin Monday, the defense minister said the German government had only seen the news reports and could not speculate further on what might happen. The U.S. currently has 34,500 American service members permanently assigned to Germany. It's part of a long-standing defense arrangement between the two NATO allies. The U.S. Department of Justice has issued a formal request to question Britain's Prince Andrew as part of the government's ongoing investigation into possible co-conspirators of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. That's according to a U.S. law enforcement official. Marissa Melton, VOA News.